the true Israel. I am Rachel Corey. I stood in the way of your barbarity and got run over by the heavy, heartless hand of your indifference. The bulldozer who shook my life, armored with stars and stripes, a blank check to the land of freedom and liberty to take away the freedom and liberty of an entire population, crushed my ribs, but could not crush my spirit. My blood and bones are mingled with the soil of Gaza. I am Palestine. I am Akram Rikavi, brother and son of men martyred by your guns in prison for daring to add normalcy to the lives of my children. I refused your food for 102 days to strike your hearts into remembering your humanity. But my hunger is nothing compared to our collective hunger, the pangs that we feel for the land and lives stolen, the reality of the occupation, the existence that is no existence, a resistance grounded in defying ethnic cleansing. And yet, you speak of your right to exist. But I will not be complicit in your games, your buying of politicians and journalists to give yourself a good name, twisting around facts to make your occupation seem sane, when the main problem is your institutionalized discrimination, enshrined in lawful property theft from absentees who are very present in refugee camps that can barely contain them, tangible in separate rows in 26-foot by 5-foot and mile-sized separation barriers. Apartheid does not have a right to exist. And as I link arms with the mothers, fathers, and children of our holy land, I can feel the hunger for freedom that courses through our veins. I am Dr. Isolene Abdullayesh. I healed your people, but your bombs murdered my niece and three daughters, women who were like pearls, waiting to have out of their shells so they could change the world. Now, they rest beneath the soil that bore them. Yet I do not hate. I merely point to the truth and let people make their own decisions. So how dare you accuse me of refusing non-violent resistance, but when I boycott and divest, you call me unreasonable, anti-Semitic to the core, as if refusing to finance colonialism makes one racist, but supporting Zionism does not. Your judgment is coming, and I will be the first witness on that stand, because I am the 9 Palestinians who died for every Israeli I am, the thousands of prisoners detained in your prisons for no legitimate reason I am, the over 400 UN resolutions ignored by your politicians I am, the hundreds of olive trees uprooted to make way for your Zionist mission. You tell me I hate too much, but I am the charred remains of women who burned to death in the fires of your hatred. You are the root of this broader manifestation. This cycle of violence begins with your occupation. So do not speak to me about being the only democracy in the Middle East. There is nothing democratic about stealing a people's land, expelling half its population, using checkpoints and apartheid walls to force them into stagnation, plundering, looting, demolishing their homes, and giving them a vote in return, so they can choose between disgrace and destruction when both are homes of death. I am...
Free Palestine!
Free, 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 free Palestine!
I am Palestine, and I refuse to give up what is rightfully mine. And while you fill the world with your lies and propaganda, I too am busy drilling a hole in the billion-dollar boat of your Zionist ideology, so it may be sunk by the ocean of justice that's around.